Hey, welcome back to Beyond the Ring Short Stories. My name is Jeff Wells. I have the privilege of being your host as we review and talk about some of the ways God has done some incredible things at the Olympics since my involvement in Olympic outreach leading back to the summer of 2000. So I've been at 10 different Olympics, both summer and winter, engaged in the gospel conversations with people from all over the world. I like to say the Olympics is like Acts 1:8, all in one place. Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And that's literally what we experience every single time we're at the Olympics. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is reality versus our ideal versus reality. I confess, as I talk about the Olympics, it's very quickly I'm reminded what a privilege and great opportunity it is to be in these host cities around the world. I have been to some incredible places. I've seen some amazing things. I've encountered God's wonderful creation in his the uniqueness of human beings, the beauty of his creation, the creativity of the human beings and what they've created in art and architecture and and cuisine, so many things. And I'm reminded in the uniqueness of each and every one of those places. It is glamorous. There is no doubt. As I make this recording today, I'm preparing to be on the ground in Paris, France, for over 17 days in the summer of 2024 for the Summer Olympics. Paris, you can meet Paris, France. Short story. I've actually been to Paris twice, never left the airport. So here's that story, and I'll get back to my glamour versus reality. I think I was headed to Athens, and my flight out of St. Louis was delayed. So I ended up getting a different flight out of Cleveland, and it rerouted me through Paris. I was not originally scheduled to go through Paris. Well, that was the fun part. It got even funner because once I got to Paris, I had a 9-hour layover. It was my first time in Paris, had not planned to go to Paris. And so being the paranoid traveler that I often am, I decided it was wise to stay at the airport the entire 9 hours. So that's what I did. I had my carry-on luggage with me, and I just roamed the Paris airport. And let me tell you, I had great expectations that were not met. I thought, well, I'm at the Paris airport. I'm in France. I'm going to have a pastry. And so I went to one of the kiosks there in the Paris airport, and I got some kind of a scone or some kind of a pastry. And it was hard as a rock. I was like, this is not good. And I was very disappointed. And so to try and redeem the opportunity, I found another little store, and I bought a little perfume set of perfume for my wife. And I thought, hey, it's the classic move, right? You're in France, you bring home French perfume for your wife. Well, my wife is very sensitive to smell, and she's never used them. I actually accused her one time of selling them at a yard sale that we had, but she found them years later. So she, in fact, did not sell them. So she's kept them because they were a gift from me, but she doesn't wear them. But I spent that entire 9 hours just walking around the Paris airport or sitting around. It was a waste. And I thought, well, next time I'll make the most of being at the Paris airport, and I will leave and I'll go see Eiffel Tower, or I'll go to the Louvre. I'll do something to experience France and experience Paris. Well, as if only to make pour salt into the wound, the next time I was traveling through Paris, I think it was for Sochi for the 2014 games in Russia, I had a total of a 5-hour layover in Paris. So I definitely didn't have time to go anywhere at that time. And it's almost like the Paris airport was laughing at me. That's twice now. I've been to Paris and have never left the airport. Now, the first time I did, and I did the second time, I walked outside. So technically, I walked out of the airport, but I never left the grounds. I never had to have my passport stamped or anything. And I'm disappointed. And so I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to be back in Paris this summer so I can experience Paris, France. But that is not the top of the reason why I want to be there. I want to be there to engage in gospel conversations. So yes, it sounds glamorous. It is to some degree, for sure. But I'm there to talk to people about Jesus. And this is where the glamorous ideal meets the hard realities. And I don't say this for pity, but just for context, we will walk miles every day, usually 7 to 10 miles. We're walking every single day. We're at the Olympics, especially the Summer Olympics. And no matter what I've done over the years, now how many, how I've tried to research shoes and socks and break the shoes, and I get blisters every single time and they hurt, but I can't let them sideline me from being there. Dave Gwynn, my friend and mentor from Action Ministries Internationals, always said that we want to make the most of every single day, because each day that passes during the Olympics, the window is closing. There's only 17 days from the opening ceremony to the closing ceremony. So we only have 17 days that that window is opened for us to engage in as many gospel conversations with as many people as we can from all across the globe. And so we don't want things like blisters on our feet keeping us from being out there having gospel conversations. And so, yes, we're in a glamorous setting. Yes, we're at the Olympics. It is an incredible, electrifying atmosphere. But the reality can be hard, too. When we were staying in Turin, Italy. We were staying in a place that was outside of town, up a huge hill. And if it wasn't enough that we had to hike up this hill, probably at least a quarter of a mile, if not further, maybe even a half a mile up this winding hill to get to the building. Then we had to go up steps to get into the building. And then we were on the top floor in that building, which of course was only stairs. So that's just one example. Yes, it's glamorous. Yes, it's an incredible opportunity. I'm grateful for every one of them. But there's also a hard reality to every day that we're there too. And so it's just a reminder that even in the most exciting places and times, there's also the ordinary. And the challenge for us as Christ followers is not just to wait for the exciting and glamorous, but to make the most of even everyday ordinary, to talk about Jesus, to make much of Jesus, to engage others in gospel conversations. Because while we may not be at the Olympics that has a short window, the fact is life is a breath. And before we know it, we will be gone, or the people we are encountering will be gone into eternity. And the question is, to what kind of eternity are they entering? Beyond the Rings exists to help people learn and experience the love of Jesus and forgiveness that's available to them through faith in Jesus, so that they can spend an eternity with him. And so thank you for being a part of Beyond the Rings. Thank you for being a support team member. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I'd encourage you to go check out our website, beyondtherings.net, where you can learn more. And you can become a support team member, where we ask you to pray, give, and share. And you can join our newsletter, subscribe to our newsletter. If you send me an email to beyondtherings@gmail.com, beyondtherings@gmail.com, let me know you want to be a part of the newsletter, and then give me your physical address. I'd love to send you this vinyl sticker. Well, maybe not this one, but we've designed a vinyl sticker that you can use on your water bottle or on your laptop. And it is a great way to share with others about the ministry. It's a great reminder for you to be praying for the ministry. And we appreciate the opportunity to do that. So subscribe to the newsletter, become a support team member. Thank you for all you do in helping us take the gospel to the world during the Olympic Games. That's today's Beyond the Ring short stories. Until next time, we'll see you then.